country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those woodland mole boys raised on shotguns.
We say, welcome, folks.
We say, ma'am, if you ain't into that, we don't give.
Thanks for tuning in. Here we are on Memorial Day, and it is May 29th, 2017. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. Joining me is George in Maryland. And we've got an hour of live radio ahead of us here. You can call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I was just playing President Trump laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery, and I was playing military bands, and my son started singing along to the music. So, George, if you could take the mic for just a second while I draw Bjorn's rendition of the music to a close, I'll be right back in about 30 seconds, George.
Well, we can do that. A happy Memorial Day to all RBN listeners. I wanted to mention that both the New York Daily News and the New York Post, I don't recommend anyone actually buying them, but I was spying them in the grocery shelf, and of course their lead stories is Mr. Jared Kushner seems to be front and center in the investigation about Russiagate and all sorts of other things. And based on our clientele, folks who listen to RBN and our show, maybe it's asking too much. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if Trump Incorporated somehow were able to defuse the whole thing by having Mr. Kushner take one for the team? So I can at least dream about it. I'm sure thinking about that. Hey, Jared, you know, was that you? And maybe Donald has something up his sleeve, but, you know, I think it would be pretty groovy if we were able to, you know, if the son-in-law goes, yeah, it was me, Don's clean, and let's continue on with life.
I'm back, and rejoin the train of thought here, George.
I was talking about all the Jared Kushner articles all over the place, especially in the New York press. So he seems to be in the eye of the storm right now about Russiagate. And, you know, we all know about the nonsensical garbage that Russiagate is. But we certainly have lots of our friends who have great angst about Mr. Kushner's presence at all in the Trump administration. And I'm going, can I hope against hope that maybe somehow
Kushner could take one
for the team? I heard Russiagate go away.
Yeah. There's an interesting twist. I continue to see Donald Trump as the king of boomerangs, because everything the left does to impair Donald Trump and thwart him is boomeranged. And the saga of Jared Kushner may be just another one of those boomerangs. I like what Ted Cruz has said overall just about the whole matter of Russiagate, which, of course, doesn't deserve the term with gate attached to it, because as Ted Cruz very accurately describes it, Russiagate is a nothing burger. There is nothing there.
It is a nothing burger.
It's a nothing burger. And so if Jared Kushner is taking some of the heat right now, there's an interesting boomerang twist to that, which is that a lot of the lefties and the people on the other side were hoping, they had their fingers crossed anyway, that Jared Kushner could be somehow their pipeline into the White House, or somehow give them something, some glimmer of hope that they could get some kind of a handle on Donald Trump. Well, the fact that Kushner is taking heat right now has them distressed, has all these leftos distressed. And I love that. I love the boomerang effect. They threw a boomerang and it came back and hit Jared Kushner. And that wasn't the guy they wanted to hit. So, here we go. Here we go again with more nothing burger. And I love how Donald Trump, surviving it beautifully, coming back from this enormously successful trip through Europe, and then today delivering almost half an hour of a very monumental address for Memorial Day, saluting those who have given their lives to our country and so that we may live. Beautiful speech by Donald Trump. The audience was packed. They roared their approval. And just a very, very good ceremony. Another thing that happened today and the last couple of days, the Rolling Thunder assembly of motorcyclists through Washington, which may have as many as 1 million people participating. There's no way to know, but that number, 1 million, is bandied about. Participating was our Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. Riding on, he's got his jacket on and riding his chopper. That was pretty beautiful. And
it's
just
good to have a biker in the cabinet, James.
Yeah, so that was very nice. Then Donald Trump tweeting away. Donald Trump here. I'm just going to Breitbart. Fake news, despite reports Donald Trump roars back on Twitter. We'll cover that. Another thing I want to cover tonight is, again, how Donald Trump seems to be getting it right on each and every story and each and every issue around the world. There was a lot of worry about North Korea, and that was Donald Trump calling it right on North Korea? Was North Korea truly a threat? Does North Korea, is the right response a strong show of force, strong show of strength to North Korea? Well, events are bearing out that Donald Trump's judgment was good, was right. The latest news includes the development and the deployment of an anti, for the first time, the American Air Force is going to attempt to shoot down an ICBM. Not a shorter range rocket, an actual ICBM. And with a system that has not proved to be reliable, the last three attempts in this system have been failures. And it's likened to this particular system. I forget the acronym, but I'll look it up during the show. It's likened to hitting a bullet with a bullet. That's the technical difficulty of this system for finding and taking out an ICBM, re-entering the atmosphere at incredible velocity. And
it's fast. Yes.
Yeah, very fast. I think I read somewhere that when the reentry vehicle it hits temperatures like 9,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So this thing is moving. And you've got to hit it. They attempt to hit it in this particular test with a 6-foot long projectile that actually has to hit. It's not like, it doesn't set up a big explosion in a big area of impact. It actually physically has to hit the reentering vehicle, a 6 foot long hitting a bullet with a bullet. So this is our this is the best we've got right now. So is this cause, is it a good time to worry about somebody with nukes and an ICBM? And it's estimated that this madman in North Korea, Kim Jong-un, will have an ICBM capable of reaching the U.S. by the year 2020. That's pretty close, way too close for me. Now, in the same vein, we learned this weekend the three of America's 10 magnificent nuclear carriers have now been deployed to Korean waters. The Reagan, the Nimitz, and the Carl Vinson. That's 3 out of 10. And in researching this, I was struck to learn that there are only 11 nuclear carriers in the world. 10 of them are ours. And there are only 10 big ones in the world, and all 10 of the big ones are ours. The one other nuclear carrier is the Charles de Gaulle, deployed by the French, which isn't even half the size of the 105,000 metric ton Nimitz class carriers that are all 300, all of them, every one of them, exactly 333 feet long. So just think of your high school football field plus the end zones. And or is that too short? Let me look it up. I'll look it up during a break. That seems too short. I think these carriers are almost as long as the Empire State Building is tall, and I think the Empire State Building is 1,400 feet tall. So let me look that one up again. But Donald Trump got it right. And in this latest incredible tour in Europe, meeting with Shinzo Abe, sitting right beside him, Donald Trump addressed the North Korean threat. And, of course, this was very powerful there. The leader of Japan, Shinzo Abe, sitting right beside him as Donald Trump said, we are going to deal with this very, very real, very, very serious threat of war and of attack from North Korea. So once again, strong leadership, respected by the rest of the world, and immensely effective, demonstrated once again by Donald Trump. Let me give out that phone number again, 800-313-9443. We had some callers we were not able to get in yesterday. We had a good time yesterday in our show. Jack LaLanne's son, John LaLanne, was our very special guest. Some of you may have caught that show. And we'll hope to have John LaLanne back on the airwaves here as soon as possible. And John LaLanne actually was talking to us from Hawaii. And it is Hawaii that would be the first target that the North in America that the North Koreans would be able to reach. And the military commanders in Hawaii are saying we've got to enhance our systems here in Hawaii to prepare for this eventuality of this kind of a threat. So give us a call if you want to get in on the discussion tonight. Here's what Breitbart says. Donald Trump, coming off of his trip, says Donald Trump spent much of his Sunday sending unfiltered messages on Twitter, despite reports that said White House attorneys would start vetting his messages and tweet less. I don't want to see that. And here he goes, one of his tweets. The fake news media works hard at disparaging and demeaning my use of social media because they don't want America to hear the real story. Trump tweeted Sunday night, last night. Trump remained mostly idle on Twitter during his trip overseas, using his account to thank his foreign hosts for an excellent trip. That caught the attention of reporters who speculated that Trump would be more filtered in the future. Again, this is just the controlled media flapping their lips. How do we know they're lying? Because their lips are moving. Quote, I've been told a factor. I'm going to skip this because this is not very important. And he tweets, it is my opinion, tweets Donald Trump, that many of the leaks coming out of the White House are fabricated lies made up by the fake news media. Whenever you see the words sources say in the fake news media, and they don't mention names, it is very possible that those sources do not exist, but are made up by fake news writers. Fake, I love this sentence, fake news, and Donald Trump capitalizes the F and the N, so he's made a new word for us. Fake news, one word, capital F, capital N, is the enemy. And then, moving to other topics, Trump highlighted another big victory for Republicans in Montana. Despite media-fueled hysteria suggesting that the Republican candidate would lose a special election in that state after he body-slammed a reporter. Well, the reaction of Montana was, hey, hear, hear.
Bravissimo.
Bravissimo. Encore. You know, The body slamming a reporter apparently does not turn off the voters in Montana. Congressman Zinke elevated to the cabinet, was replaced by another Republican, and the candidate made it clear that Donald Trump helped him win. Donald Trump writes, does anyone notice how the Montana congressional race was such a big deal to Democrats and fake news until the Republican won? Because then, of course, now it's not a story anymore. And let's see here. Trump sent 10 messages on Twitter on Saturday, one of the busiest days on the social platform as president. Trump's social media director, Dan Scavino, confirmed for reporters that Trump's use of Twitter would continue. And Scavino writes, various news reports of attorneys vetting Donald Trump's tweets are compliments of your fake news media. I love that. You know, so, George, it's as if the American people are finally, a lot of us are onto the game, and it's... Oh, my goodness, I see a message here. You're right. The USS Carl Vinson, 1,092 feet long. So that 333 would be meters, probably. And, wow. Yes, three of your high school football fields, folks, plus all the end zones and some to spare. These magnificent ships, these are... The only aircraft carrier force in the world, it turns out, is ours. The rest of it is Australia has two helicopter carriers. Britain has one small carrier. India has a carrier. China has, I believe, one carrier. And so three of our 10 in Korean waters is an awful lot of firepower. And the pucker factor for Kim Jong-un must be at a very high level right now with all that. With Navy SEAL Team 6 in South Korea, the THAAD Terminal High Altitude, I forget the rest of the acronym, missiles in place, and the U.S. nuclear submarines, including submarines that have Navy SEAL facilities affixed to their decks so that they're able to launch Navy SEAL special operations. This has got to have gotten Kim Jong-un's attention and peace through strength. A lot of strength is being shown, and Donald Trump's effort to secure peace in the region.
There's a precedent, and
yes.
If you follow the line of thought we were all fed 30 years ago, that Ronald Reagan had essentially defeated the Soviet Union by outspending them, then why not flash all sorts of you can't win to the North Korean dictator?
Yes. Yes. Exactly. And, and I think that, Donald Trump, comparisons are made with Ronald Reagan, who did some things pretty well. But I think, and of course, it's the carrier that carries his name that is now heading to Korean waters. But I think Donald Trump has surpassed anything that Ronald Reagan did in every category, in every area. I think Ronald Reagan has been surpassed by Donald Trump, and does not diminish whatever great things Ronald Reagan did do. But Donald Trump is, I think, sui generis. I don't think we've had a president like Donald Trump in our history. I'm sure of it. And for me to go back to what president do I think is of the caliber of Donald Trump, I have to start thinking back to Thomas Jefferson. And even there,
Andrew Jackson, James Polk, there have been some good ones.
Yes. Those you mentioned some good ones there.
Johnson and Garfield. James, a comment about America's military on our side. We talk about frequently that, you know, it's been so long since we've won anything, we've kind of maybe we have forgotten how to win. America does have a massive military. It does have capability. It's worn and frayed a little bit because of the idiot president we just had. But there are appropriate and legitimate roles for it. And if it weren't there, I don't think we would last 25 minutes as white America. So, yeah, if we intimidate the craziest communist dictator on the earth with our military, I believe that is an appropriate use of the organization.
Yes. Here's some encouraging headlines, folks, that you may not have noticed here on Memorial Day. California, hard to imagine good news coming out of the state I grew up in, California, but here it is. California fracking boom set to lift U.S. production to new record. The California Division of Conservation has received a 543% increase in oil and gas notices this year as a Golden State fracking boom is set to lift the U.S. to a production record. California field oil production peaked at almost 1.2 million barrels a day in 1986. It fell to 443,000 barrels in 2017, so a third of what it had been. But we're making America great again with Donald Trump. And many blame California's fiscal crisis on the shriveling oil and gas extraction taxes. Although California has some of America's best shale formations for hydraulic fracturing, the oil drilling technique requires 1 to 13 million gallons of water. Due to the five-year drought, California missed the initial boom, but the combination of record rainfall, record snowpack, and full reservoirs has positioned California to lead the next leg of the fracking boom. And I should add to that combination, Donald John Trump. American oil production hit an all-time peak of 9.6 million barrels a day in 1970. So think back to that. It fell to a 59-year low of 5 million barrels a day in 2008. Cut in half. But the fracking boom has driven production back to that peak of 9.6 million barrels in 2015. Now, let me kind of abbreviate some of the details here. To prevent the current $50 per barrel price of oil from collapsing again, OPEC extended its 1.8 million barrel per day production cut for another 9 months on May 25th. The U.S. Energy Information Agency May 9th forecast predicts that the United States will set an all-time, here we get to the punchline, an all-time annual production record of 9.96 million barrels a day in 2018. The agency's report does not break out state-level oil and gas production growth, but with the spectacular growth in oil and gas notices, California fracking is set to be a national leader. So that, you know, all those notices mean that drillers are spending a lot of money and they are taking out their permits and notices to do the drilling. And I might mention, you know, speaking about how Donald Trump, we covered this yesterday in the show, that one of Donald Trump's greatest and unsung achievements is the cut in regulations in America and clearing away the opposition, the roadblocks to production and to manufacturing and drilling and mining. I'll just give one example from right here in North Dakota. Donald Trump, with one stroke of his pen, he opened up the North Dakota pipeline that created instantaneously. He allowed 400,000 barrels of oil a day to flow through that pipeline and increased tax revenues in this small population state of only 700,000 by over $100 million, conservative estimate, $100 million a year. Enough to significantly pay for the education of all the children in North Dakota. So, and he did that with one stroke of his pen, whereas for 8 years prior to Donald Trump, we had had teepees and hippies and people spilling their trash all over the place, trying to blockade and block pipeline construction crews, idiotic opposition, fake environmentalism that was coddled and encouraged by Barack Hussein Obama, and all that was just wiped out with a stroke of the pen by Donald Trump. And so many other instances of exactly that have occurred in the first 4 months of his presidency. But without one signature, he made life in North Dakota better for all of us, just like that. And I had no idea that there was a story in California of that nature. Okay, let's look at the other side of the coin here. One of the things that Donald Trump did for us, that's wonderful, has been getting rid of these illegal alien gangs, shipping them out of our country. Well, here's evidence of that. Salvadoran officials overwhelmed by returning deported gang members. I like this. This is a good...
hear it now. This poor Salvadorans, we've sent all these terrible criminals back home.
This is, here's where bad news is good news. Officials in El Salvador held emergency meetings after, and I'm reading this right off of Breitbart, our new AP, our new Reuters, our new Agence France Press. This is our press agency now, with bureaus in London and Texas and New York and elsewhere, in California, I think. Officials in El Salvador held emergency meetings after seeing a sharp increase in the number of violent gang members being deported back to the country from the United States under the Trump administration. Salvadoran authorities have held emergency meetings and proposed new legislation to monitor returning criminals and gang members that are returning to El Salvador after deportation. The move by Salvadoran officials comes as a direct result of the Trump administration's crackdown. We'll finish this article and take some calls from you right after this short break.
Still lasting here like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks, and welcome back to the Trump phenomenon. I want to play a little of the Trump phenomenon here. Donald Trump today at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery, and boy, that's I regret I have not visited Arlington National Cemetery. And looking at this image of all of these people in this magnificent amphitheater that they're in. It's, my goodness, what a setting. I certainly will correct that in my next visit to Washington, D.C. Listen to Donald Trump as he, what I'm aiming at here is something that he says a couple minutes into this. He has just given a salute to a family that is there in front of him who lost their son, who gave his life for our country. He told that story, and the audience rises to salute these parents. And so there's some, you'll hear these applause, and then you'll hear Donald Trump make a comment. And what I want you to listen for is his mention of 1,000 years. Donald Trump, I believe, to be a visionary, a real thinker. And how did he come up with this number, 1,000? 1,000 years into the future Donald Trump is thinking. And let me think, I'm going to... Something just happened to my screen while I was... Well, I was just about to click onto it. So,
sounds like a Bill Gates thing there, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what happened to my computer here. Just a second, folks. I should be able to figure this out. I may have touched something. Well, anyway, let's. I'll try to recover that and get back to that. The I may be able to do it here. Just hang on. Just well. I may not be able to. I don't know what I did.
As Will breaks are for, so we'll try it on the next one.
The I got one of those chimes from Bill Gates. And
they're not good ones either.
Yes. You know what? That might be, it might have been Bill Gates who was wanted to play with my computer. Let's do this. Let's go... I'm on another computer now. Even Bill Gates doesn't have the wherewithal to figure out to take away two of your computers at the same time. There's a story that Donald Trump, we'll watch for this in the next few days. Apparently, the story is out that Donald Trump has identified leakers in the White House. And they are about to be fired. So that is going to, I will really relish that if that story breaks out. And
we'll just,
that will be just, it'll be fun to watch him, you know, do that you're fired thing.
It's, it should give some people pause to do that.
Yes.
If you were in the socialist paradise, you were in the Soviet Union, you were in China, you would be executed publicly for doing that. And your entire family, for as far as they can find your tree, would be disgraced for all time. So if you're leaking, and all that happens to you is Donald Trump fires you, count your blessings.
Yes. The here is a... this was wonderful. Let's go to this story. And that is... Rolling thunder, thousands of motorcyclists from across the nation have flooded Washington, D.C. Sunday for the annual Memorial Day weekend. This year marks the 30th anniversary of Rolling Thunder. To educate, facilitate, and never forget service members that were abandoned after the Vietnam War, a yearly display of patriotism, freedom, and respect for the men and women who defend our country. And, of course, Rex Tillerson is there on his chopper. And here they are. They're sort of their assembly point right there on the mall between the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial. The and then I want to, you know, I'm just going to, what I want, the audio I wasn't able to bring you here on Trump. And I'll try to get that for you during the next break. I'll figure out what the heck happened to this particular computer. But Donald Trump said that in remembering our fallen heroes, let us make sure that that memory and that tribute to them lasts 1,000 years. Now, I've never heard an American president talk about America in 1,000 years. You rarely hear that sort of thought.
Yeah, on our side, we're talking about will the union break up in the next 3 months?
Yes. So, you know, 1,000 years. Think what that means, folks. We, you know, we've been the Pilgrims landed in 1607 in Plymouth, and other colonists landed in 1620 at Jamestown. That is 400 years ago. And Donald Trump is thinking 1,000 years, and that's a long time. That's a lot of generations. 1,000 years from now. So what is that kind of thinking? That thinking is thinking that he wants to make America so great again that it will last as the country that we know, as the country that assembles at Arlington to salute the heroes who died to make our country great for 1,000 years. And this is what this tells me about Donald Trump. He gives these signals of what kind of a mind he has and what kind of a thinker he is and what his philosophy is when he says things, when he makes reference, for instance, to Western civilization, or no, to the civilized world. That's what he calls it, the civilized world. Well, you're not supposed to say that. You're also not supposed to talk about keeping America great, making America great again, and then keeping it great for 1,000 years. That's someone speaking as if, well, we're going to have a country and a culture and a civilization and a people that actually sticks together, that holds together, that isn't disintegrated, that isn't. What was the watchword of Obama? Do you remember what was the magic word for Obama? Change, change. He worked the word change into everything. Change agents, change, change, change. Donald Trump is the diametric opposite. 1,000 years is permanence, not changing America, not abandoning the nation that we, that our founders and set.
Even more incorrectly, was restoring America, making it great again. How sacrilegious.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, what happened here? Something just came back. Oh, you know what happened?
Thank you.
I think I just realized what happened, folks. Yes, I'll be able to bring it back to you. I've got Donald Trump for you here. Here he is. Here he is. It's a silly mistake I made. Here he is. A huge crowd saluting this family who gave their son. And here comes that comment I just referred to.
What a man he was. To every Gold Star family, God is with you, and your loved ones are with him. They died in war so that we could live in peace. I believe that God has a special place in heaven for those who lay down their lives so that others may live free from fear and this horrible oppression. Now, let us pledge to make the most of that freedom that they so gallantly and brilliantly fought for and they died to protect. Let us also pledge to tell the stories of Robert, Chris, Andrew, and all of America's fallen warriors today and for the next 1,000 years.
I like it.
Yeah. You have to listen to the text of what Donald Trump says, but then watch his face and listen to his emphasis and intonation as he says, for the next 1,000 years. He means it. He's letting you know with his pacing and his emphasis, I mean it, folks. And what I am doing now as your president in 2017 is I am meaning to set up something that can go for 1,000 years. And we don't see anybody. There's nobody. Who on the political scene? I've never heard a politician use the phrase 1,000 years or 500. So the there you have it. The Nimitz class carriers are 1,000 feet long, and Donald Trump's going to maintain our great republic for 1,000 years. Let's go. Let me just check my messages here and check my call-in calling board. There are lines open, in case you were wondering. 800-313-9443. You can call in. There are lines open. And I'm going to head back to our headlines here. We haven't touched on what Drudge is covering. Great again. Credit scores hit record high as recession wounds heal. Good news. Good news on the economic front. The let's see what Drudge is featuring. President lashes out at leaks, considers staff upheaval. Okay, that sounds good to me. And here's this idiot, John McCain. You know, what's with this guy? What makes him tick? McCain says Russia, bigger threat than ISIS. And no matter what it is, John McCain has something bad about any good program or any good policy. John McCain has something bad and nasty to say about it. How did Arizona get itself into the pickle of electing John McCain and then re-electing him? I know he's had some serious challenges. Go ahead, George.
It's time for a recall.
Yeah. Now, I'm thinking he's done. I don't think he'll, the six-year term, he was just re-elected not too long ago. So we're going to have to endure John McCain for most of the Trump administration. I like your idea. Yeah, impeachment, recall, something, yes. Drudge puts this one up front page of the New York Post. Tiger Woods arrested for DUI. Okay.
Another fine young American there. a role model for children all across the fruited plain.
And then the headline right below it on Drudge. I love the way Drudge selects articles for inclusion. Protest. Let's see here. This is a Texas story. Hundreds of protesters, Dateline Austin, hundreds of protesters opposing Texas's tough new anti-sanctuary city law launched a raucous demonstration from the public gallery in the Texas House on Monday, briefly halting work and prompting lawmakers on the floor below to scuffle. Oh, and even threaten gun violence. As tense divides over hardline immigration policies boiled over. And this is right in Austin, right where RBN headquarters are located, folks. So right now, right where our studio is, we've got scuffling in the Texas House. Activists wearing T-shirts reading Lucha, which in Mexican is fight, quietly filled hundreds of gallery seats as proceedings began. After about 40 minutes, they began to cheer, drowning out the lawmakers below. Protesters also blew whistles and chanted, "Here to stay," and "Hey, hey, ho, ho, SB4 has got to go," referring to the bill that Governor Greg Abbott signed into law this month. And hats off to Governor Abbott, the successor to Governor Perry, who is now a cabinet officer. Some unfurled banners reading, "See you in court," and "See you at the polls." State House leadership stopped the session and asked state troopers to clear the gallery. The demonstration continued for about 20 minutes as officers led people out of the chamber peacefully in small groups. There were no reports of arrests. Let's see here. Even after the protest ended, tensions remained high. Representative Ramon Romero, a Democrat from Fort Worth, said he was standing with fellow Democratic Representative Cesar Blanco of El Paso, I'm almost remembering. I actually did take Spanish in college for 1 year. When Republican colleague Matt Rinaldi came over and said, "This is BS. That's why I called ICE," unquote. Rinaldi of Irving in suburban Dallas and Blanco then began shouting at each other. A scuffle nearly ensued before other lawmakers separated the two. Oh, I hope they've got video of that. Let's see here. In a subsequent Facebook statement, Rinaldi admitted saying he had called federal authorities and threatened to shoot Nevarez. But said his life was in danger, not the other way around. We'll come back to more of this good stuff right after this break.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive,
I love it.
If woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535,
oh, I love it. Engineer. Wonderful. So, Donald Trump, let's see, 2017. Donald Trump's looking forward to the year 3017. So, in the year 2525, if woman can survive, and then they go to the year 35. I forgot what band that was, George. But
It was the one-hit wonder Zegger and Evans.
Oh, wow. Brilliant engineer. Folks, the engineer just fished that out of wherever he stores such things. Let's see. We've just got one segment left, and so not much time to open up or do much new stuff. But I think I'll just close with this. Since we're coming, the studio's there in Austin, that brilliant engineer right there in Austin, Texas, and this story, let me find it here. Let me go back to the story of what went on there in Texas where I lost my spot here. Let me see if I can't find
it. It's a challenging day for Microsoft software, ain't it?
Yeah. I've got audio here. I don't think I dare play it. But here it is. Here's the protest. Be here. Monday's protest was organized by activists. Of course, I mean, what else? What a nice term they pick for themselves. They're activists. Barack Obama's change agents. But even as some vowed to fight, here's what I like, others have begun fleeing Texas. Their ranks are still, let's see, this could have a profound effect on the Texas economy. The state, this one state, has more than 1 million immigrants illegally in the country, according to the Migration Policy Institute. Some are abandoning Texas for more liberal states where they feel safer, even if it means relinquishing lives they've spent years building. yes, I know, it's sad. Jose, a 43-year-old Mexican living illegally in the U.S. since 2001, and his wife Holly left Austin for Seattle in January in anticipation of Texas's immigration crackdown. That meant parting with Jose's grown son, their community of friends, and their beloved home. Their beloved home of 8 years.
That had probably had white people living in it for 65 years before they showed up.
Holly said as soon as Donald Trump was elected president, she and her husband began preparing to move. They expected Texas would, quoting her, follow Trump's agenda, trying to force local law enforcement to do immigration's job. And then, when they heard Texas had approved a crackdown on sanctuary cities, she said, that finalized their decision. this is great. A good note on which to end. We'll see you again tomorrow night here on the Trump Phenomenon. Thank you very much for being with us, and thank you, George. See you tomorrow.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.